That's Titus chapter 2 from verse 11 to 14. And it reads, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
We thank God for another opportunity to gather here to worship God. The Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1, "Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner. But that man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night." He said that kind of man will not wither. He will do well in all that he does. So the same word is what we want to deliberate upon today. And I pray that the word will enrich our lives, make us better, make us stand strong, and live better life to the glory of God in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just last week, we were in Scotland, myself and the family, and it was a blessed time. And because we had the privilege to spend time with family and to worship with a local congregation. This congregation you are seeing, the small congregation full of elderly brothers and sisters, about 8 of them. The interesting thing about them is that the church was founded in 1842. Can you imagine? That's almost 200 years ago. And that building has been there since 1936. So it was a comforting thing to worship with different group of people. And we bless God for it. Today, we'll be talking about what will be saying all the while. The teacher this morning mentioned a lot about love and mercy. I was listening to the opening prayer. The brother also mentioned mercy. I think we can never overemphasize the fact that our life is surrounded by grace and by the mercy of God. If you follow the Bible in the book of Titus, it says, "Before the grace of God that bringeth salvation and appeared to all men," teaching that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously in this present world. You see, our life is standing by the mercy of God, is standing by the grace of the Almighty God. There are so many times that we see ourselves as if we are of our own, but the major reason why we talk about mercy and grace. But before then, let's look at what is grace. I remember the teacher tried to ask, what is mercy? And I wrote it in my notes. What does it mean when we keep talking about grace, mercy, and love? These two words sometimes are used interchangeably. But what does grace mean according to the Bible? Grace means it's a free gift, unmerited favor, kindness, mercy, privilege. Grace is something that we never deserve. Maybe, for example, I'm a worker, and my salary, say, is 1,500, and I was given 10,000. I know deeply in my mind that I never deserve this. This is what grace is. Our life is sitting on grace, not by work, not by effort, not by merit, but by the grace of God. It's also described as privilege. Not everybody has privilege. privileged are for a few set of people. We are children of God. We are only existing by the privilege that we receive from our God. And what is mercy? Mercy is compassion. I remember Bragari liked to describe compassion as your pain in my heart. Mercy is forgiveness that God shown towards us. When we deserve punishment, when we deserve condemnation, but God had mercy on us. Other words we can use interchangeably with mercy are charity, which we have talked so much about it today in our lesson. Clemency. Clemency is a word sometimes used for pardon. For pardon. Grace. Leniency. When someone deserves a harsh treatment, but by mercy, he got a lenient treatment. So these are some of the words that we can use to describe grace and mercy. And so, why again? Why can't we get enough of these two words? Why? Well, the purpose of having this word of encouragement is to remind ourselves of who we are. How did we get here? And what is sustaining us even to this very day? So that we are not carried away by our own pride. Or maybe condemning ourselves or even judging ourselves. Christian life, the privilege that we have with God, it is not because we deserve it. It is only by the mercy of God. And so this sermon is to call our attention back that our existence, our everyday life, the fact that we are alive and we are healthy and we are here and we know Christ is only by God's grace. Yes, that's our text. It said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation and appeared unto all men, that teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly love, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. It's only by God's grace that we are here. And that grace is teaching us today that we can only sustain it if we live, we deny ungodliness. There's so much ungodliness in this world. Many people think that immorality is the only ungodliness that is existing. But hatred, unforgiveness, malice, and so selfishness, anger, bitterness, these are so much ungodliness. But the grace teaches us to deny all those things. Worldly love, and that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And then, looking forward to the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. You see, it's only by the gift of Christ. I remember during the lesson, the teacher was talking about ransom, isn't it? And ransom, and we call it instead. So Jesus, the grace and the joy that we have, the peace that we have today, is because Jesus paid the price with his life. He gave himself for us that we might be redeemed from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. My dear brothers and sisters, it is only because of Christ, his mercy, and his grace, who gave himself as a sacrifice, and that is why we have the life that we have. So many people never had this privilege. So many people desire. The Bible told us that What we enjoy today as Christians, the prophet, they diligently search what God has kept in store. But they never had it. They prophesied. They saw it afar. But they never enjoyed that kind of privilege, comfort and warmth, and hope and treasure that we have as Christians. So today we are calling our consciousness that being a Christian is not by your power. Being a Christian is not because your family are Christian. The fact that we are alive, we can open our mouth and make up sound. The fact that we can see and we are not in A and E, it is only by the grace and mercy of God. Many people who are sick, it's not because they were not careful. It's the same air that they breathe, maybe the same bacteria that they were exposed to, we were exposed to, but we were never healed. By the grace and mercy of God, we are still alive today and have all that we have. It is only by the grace and mercy of God that we have all that we have. It is by the grace of God that we are who we are. Whoever you think you are you young and beautiful? Are you strong and intelligent? It is only by the grace of God. He's the one that gave us the health that we have. Some people are sick. Some people have sicknesses from their bodies. I remember there is a story of a blind man that when Jesus was walking by, and people saw it, and they asked him, this man has been blind from birth. How did he become blind? Is it his sin or his parents' sin? Jesus said, no, so that the glory of God might be fulfilled in this man. We have what we have, only our health, by the grace and the mercy of God. Our family, today, some of us have the privilege to have our families around us. Not everyone has it. It is only by the mercy of God. If you look, if you watch news every day and look at the story of the Pakistan and Israeli, you will shed tears how children and women and families are caught because of somebody's perception or somebody's anger or unforgiveness. These things might look far away, but we enjoy the things we have only because of His mercy. Our possession, what you have, money in your bank account, maybe treasure, maybe clothes, maybe what do you think you have? It is only a gift of God. Our knowledge, let's read the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Philippians 2 12. He said, wherefore, my beloved,
I see I'm always obeyed. Not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear
and trembling. Verse 13, please.
For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Thank you very much. He said it is God that is in you, that worketh in you both to will and to do his good. The fact that we can will, we can choose what is right does not mean we are better than some people who make bad decisions. It is God that works in us, that makes us to make right decisions. What about our salvation? It's a gift of God. The Bible says, not by work, not by excellence. In fact, the Bible describes our righteousness like filthy, right. So, who are we to boast? Who are we to present ourselves before God? It is only by His mercy. It is only by His grace. Even our church, last week when I worshipped at St. David's New Grange Church of Christ, You know, I was hoping to see something like this, maybe because I've been used to this population of people. But whenever we enter into the congregation, the only few people, and my brother and sister, I think the youngest would be like 17. I think they're about between the ages of 80 and 90, very old. And they are worshiping God, very warm. I feel so humble to be there, and I feel so privileged to be among you, young and vibrant people. What we have is only by the grace of God. The book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 10. The Bible says, by the grace, by grace ye are saved, through faith, that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. My dear brothers and sisters, millions and millions of people are seeking and searching to serve God. Even in the Christian world, there are so many people, but you are in the Church of Christ just by the mercy and by the grace of God. The Bible says it is Him that is enough for you to will and to do. Some people will, some people wish, but they never take the action. Don't forget the lesson today. I wrote it in my note that compassion is about what? Taking action. He said, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In Book of Lamentations, he said, it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed before, because if compassion fails not. Every day, whether by thinking, by speeches, by our actions, by our eyes, we do things that are not desirable to God. But the Bible says, his compassion never fails. He said, they are new every morning. There's a passage that I love so much, and it gives me so much comfort. Just before that, look at these statistics. We are sustained by the mercy of God. According to NHS England, over 1.6 million people contact the NHS daily. How many people do you think are in the UK? Are in England? The total population, current statistics shows that the total population of the United Kingdom is about 66 million, maybe turning towards 70 million. And hoping 1.6 million seek for support today. You are not among them. Maybe because you are among them, but you are still here. And over 1.3 million GP appointments, not monthly basis, on every 24 hours, my brother, my sister, we should appreciate that it is only by the grace of God that we are alive, and that we are here, and that we are strong, and we can even desire to do anything. Look at the number three. And this is where my wife works. I don't know why she's so passionate about the accident and emergency department. 46,000 200 attendants at the A&D. But we work on the same road, don't we? We do the same thing. We probably drink the same water. And yet, God is keeping us alive. He's saving us. We are not condemning these people. We are only using them as a point of glorifying God. Even the ambulance services, nearly 35,000 calls. So these are some of the things that should humble us and know that it is only by the grace of God that we are here and alive. Yeah, some people are battling with mental health issues because of life challenges. Do you even know that? Not because we are condemning them, but because we realize that it is God that is keeping us safe. This passage, I love it so much. Not because we are not among these people, or this statistic we mentioned, but because of this passage, that is why we are still here. He said, "For we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of us. And we are troubled every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in our body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest." The teacher today told us that we are testimony that people read. See, my brothers, my sisters, the grace of God that God has shown to you is for you to show the evidence that God is alive and is merciful and great. Some people never know this great thing about God or about the grace that Jesus has brought to mankind. Now that you are aware that the life that you have, your family, your treasure, your knowledge, everything is because of mercy. Some people learn. Do you know some people have learning disability? You didn't have learning. It is even congenital. It is not acquired. It is by birth. We didn't have that. And that is why we can learn and acquire a certificate and acquire a degree, or maybe any qualification, but it is only by God's grace. So now that we know, what is God expecting from us? Number one, He wants us to honor Him and glorify Him for His grace and mercy. The book of Psalm, let's quickly read Psalm chapter 103. Psalm 103, verse 2 to 5.
It reads, "Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles."
Thank you very much. The Bible says, "Oh," the first phrase again, please, because I moved from here.
Verse 2, yeah?
Yes, that verse 2.
"Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion."
He forgives all our sins. He heals all our diseases. He has compassion on us. In 107, same Psalm, from verse 1, he said, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." You can also read 103, verse 13 to verse 8 to 13. But how? How do we honor God? In praises, we should learn to praise God. Paul and Silas, praises make the chains of the prison break down. He wants in thanksgiving, in worship, in obedience. We cannot take the grace of God for granted. Having received the grace, we have to show obedience to God. Another thing God expects from you is to show grace and mercy to others. Now that you have received the grace, you have received mercy, He wants you to show it to others. The book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 7, He said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Let's read Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, chapter 29 to 32. For the sake of our time, we can jump into part 2. Ephesians 4.
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
Yes, I'm going to take it from 29 because it sounds interesting. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, for that which is good, so the use of edifying, that he may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, wherewith ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ, even as God, for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I think these words are rich enough and they explain themselves. The third thing we need to do is to share the gospel. Share this grace. Many people never have the privilege to know that the Lord is good. To share the grace. Tell others about the good news. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 16, Paul said, a necessity is laid upon me, for woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. One more thing God is requiring from you is that you go out there and tell people about the grace and the mercy of God. Dare to preach. Don't keep it to yourself. Many people today, all that they know about God is about judgment. And that's why they're scared. It's about condemnation. So when you call them to Christ, they feel they will lose the opportunity of enjoying life. No, my dear brother, there is a lot in Christ. Many people today still crave to know the truth. Do you know that? Many people still aspire to experience the love that people talk about. Many people never had this privilege, but you and I have enjoyed it. Some people's perception of God is all about judgment and condemnation. But what did the Bible say? It said, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says no condemnation. But what do we have? Safety. That is what is in Christ. Assurance. Hope. Forgiveness. Love. Peace. Comfort. No shame. What a good news. Don't you think this is a good news? Where a place where there is no shame. A place where you will be forgiven. You say, though your sin may be as white, they shall be as white as snow. A place where there is hope. So many people never lost hope. So many people lost hope. But in Christ, there is fullness of hope. There is an assurance, a guarantee for safety in Christ. There is love. The Bible calls it love beyond understanding. He said, peace beyond understanding. Human beings like to rationalize. They want to put hope. When I secure this door and I know that everything is bound and I have a security out there, then I'm safe. But in Christ, there is guarantee for safety. There is comfort. And beyond everything, there is no shame in Christ. So this is what Jesus wants us to tell the world, that in Christ, there is safety. What a good news. What a place to be. Come to him, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and he say, I will give you what? I will give you rest. Today, if you heard about this wonderful pleasure in Christ, why don't you come to him? You've heard about his love, his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, his compassion. Why don't you follow him? You've heard him. You need to believe, my brother. The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those that come to God must believe that he and his rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Then you have to repent for all our sin and come short of the glory of God. We cannot be in sin and say the grace of God will abound. The Bible says, God forbid. You have to change. And what is changing? What is repentance? It's just changing from the ways that we all know is bad, is evil, and to the way of grace, where there is safety, mercy, and blessing. The Bible says, for bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promises of this life and the life that is to come. We need to confess Jesus. The Bible says, with the heart, man delivered unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And you have to be baptized, my dear brother. You have to meet Christ in his death and in his resurrection. Baptism is simple obedience. Baptism is simple demonstration. When Jesus Christ went to John the Baptist, he said, no, I can't baptize. He said, let it be so that the will of God be done. It is the will of Christ that you be equal with him in his death through the water of baptism. I invite you today to cry, because in Christ there is plenty of joy. There is blessing, there is forgiveness, there is mercy. If you desire today, please speak with any brother and we will be with you. We have a baptistry here where we can meet with Christ today just by your simple obedience. May the Lord bless you as you make up your mind to follow Jesus today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.